Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosque Heating Cooling. Want to welcome Carlos Griego and his team to the sponsorship here of the show. They have done just a great job for us for over a year now, so we really appreciate Carlos Griego and the team at Bosque Heating and Cooling. They also provide plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. If you need service, give them a call at 444-7200. Bosque Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. I am excited to welcome the Awaken Church team. Welcome Chris and Antoinette Franklin and Matt and Crystal Flores. Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thanks so much for having us.
Hey, we had so much fun last time. We were talking about having Justin with you.
Yeah.
Like we did last time. You co-pastor the church, Awaken Church. I'm all excited about hearing how it's going and what it's doing. But Chris called me a couple days ago or emailed me and said, hey, can we bring our wives? And I said, oh, that will be a lot of fun. But what did I say in the email?
The warning was that if I get sent to the couch to sleep tonight, I cannot.
Okay,
blame
so
him for
that's right.
So you threw yourself under the bus.
Yeah. So there's a disclaimer, ladies. There's a disclaimer, and I guess really for the men too. You guys are free to speak here. Free speech. You get to say what's on your mind, and it cannot be held against you. How's that sound?
Yeah, except it's recorded. They can go back and replay it over and over. So technically, watch what you say.
That's
Make
right.
Make your words count.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
What I hear.
That's right. So again, Awaken Church is pastored by Chris, Matt, and Justin Chaplin, who cannot be here with us today.
Yeah.
But we'll grab Justin and his wife maybe next time.
Yeah, we'll let them be the stars of the show.
That's fun. So let's start right off with Chris. Chris, please tell us about Awaken Church in Rio Rancho and all the good stuff you have to tell us.
Yeah, so we are a church, as you said, in Rio Rancho. We are a church plant. We meet at the McDermott Athletic Center. Those people up there are just amazing. Terry and Mike have been such a blessing to us. So they are obviously the owners of the athletic center. It's got an ice rink in it, a basketball court, a CrossFit gym, batting cages, snack bar, dance studio, and now a church.
Are you really saying that the pastors can't really study or anything because you guys are too busy doing all that other stuff?
Oh, we would have a blast if that's what we could do all day long. But yeah, we meet there on Sundays, so now it's a church on Sundays as well. Nice. So we meet in the afternoon, so not a morning church. We meet in the afternoon at 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. They're at the McDermott Athletic Center. So it's 801 Loma, Colorado Boulevard, basically Broadmoor and Northern, right outside the massive suburbia of Loma, Colorado and Rio Rancho. So we've been there since November of last year.
Now's where I get to have the fun part. Antoinette, Chris already mentioned this is a church plant. So you were both pastors. Matt and Chris were both pastors in another church. So I want to know, did one day Chris come home and say, we're quitting our jobs, honey, and starting a new church in Rio Rancho? Is that how it worked?
You know, at the time, honestly, it did kind of feel a little like that. But now that we're in this season and we've been doing it, I can look back and see God's hand in it for quite some time. Because hindsight's always 20/20, right? But yeah, honestly, at the time, it did kind of feel like, whoa, this is going so fast. I don't even know like how to feel about all these things that God was pulling us into. But we're just enjoying every moment of it.
Well, I ask you that because at least the moms I know are, they put together the home, they manage the nest, you have children, mm-hmm. both of you have children. So I could just imagine that that was a pretty nervous thing. So Matt, I'm going to shift to you now.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to describe God's calling and your decision as friends.
Yeah.
You were co-workers and as families to go leave your jobs and plant a church.
Yeah, I think in my head I always knew that God had called us to be on an extraordinary journey. And so that was something that has always been sticking in my head. And as a young adult pastor for almost 5 years at a church here in the area, I just really felt like God was calling me to take a brave new step. And I wanted one that only He could get the glory for. And so my little family was talking about what that looked like and how to take that step and what that exactly looked like. Would it be in Albuquerque? Would it be in, you know, Texas? Would it be somewhere where we haven't even thought of? So that's something that Crystal and I started praying about, and I laid it on Chris's heart and Justin's heart that that's kind of how God was leading me. And lo and behold, you know, Corona came out of nowhere and kind of knuckle punched all of us. And then, that kind of led to the fast forwarding of my timeline being shattered and God saying, are you going to follow my timeline? And that was, I think we talked about last time is, I was up on the Loma Colorado overlook, after being released from my position at the church. And I was like, God, what do you want? And I just kept hearing, are you available? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I've got nothing else to do. And then, he dropped Ezekiel 37 in my lap, the Valley of the Dry Bones. So that was something for me. I was really excited to say, God, we're available to help people. And, our desire is that everybody would hear, know, and live for Christ. And I had it in my personal heart that I didn't want to see any more hurting people because Jesus brings dead things back to life. So
I want to remind all of you that the conversation doesn't have to flow through me. So if you want to chime in at any time when anybody's saying something, feel free to do that. Crystal, you're married to Matt. You have a family. And I already asked Chris and Antoinette how that communication and how, you know, she kind of found out that they were leaving everything and going and starting a church. I want to know from you, can you tell us what you appreciate about the way Matt communicates?
Or lack thereof.
And yeah, I want to know if it can get better, but I want to focus on the positive part.
Sure. Yeah. So I think that's a very interesting question as we sit here in the space that we're in, planting a church in the middle of a pandemic, you know, that's kind of unheard of. But it's amazing, like our whole marriage. So we've almost been married for 13 years and dated for 5 years before that. And throughout the last 18 years, he's always been a dreamer, and he is a God-sized dreamer. And inside of those dreams, he is really good at getting me with his communication to get me on board and get me to understand. I'm a very simple person. And so he is very elaborate, and he is, he's a dreamer. And so he gives you a vision, and he helps you to see how to get to that vision. And, so he believes in me. And I love that thing about him. But then also, he helps me to get there.
Mm. I love
but
it.
But how is he at communicating his feelings to you?
Oh. He's gotten better over the years. That's for sure. I was thinking about that the other day, and I was thinking how he's gotten really good at small talk. Used to, because of that whole, you know, he's a big dreamer. He casts vision. He doesn't sometimes want to waste time on the little meaningless things. And so that's definitely something that he's gotten better at.
Okay, we have to play off of that meaningless little things.
Yeah.
A lot of those meaningless little things might be really important to you.
Yes.
And might be really important to your kids. And you're telling us he's getting better at listening and talking about those things.
Yeah. He is.
The big idea is easy for me. The details, I'm like, well, we'll figure it out as we go. So,
what's the thing you always say about the airplane? Like putting together an airplane as it's falling to the ground to make it fly.
Yeah,
I got an idea. The airplane's going to fly. I'm not sure where this bolt goes, this nut goes, or how this goes, but we'll figure it out before we hit the ground. Here we go.
And it's crazy because it always works out. And I use that really carefully, always, because it does.
Yeah, you haven't crashed yet.
But my goodness, it's a risky ride sometimes.
Yeah, but isn't it such an adventure?
Yeah, and I think that's the airplane analogy is really good because even if you crash, at least you crash trying to put together an airplane where most people would have stayed in a working airplane or would have had a parachute. I'm like, I want to see what God can do. That's always been my heart.
I have to, as I listen, ask Crystal one more thing, and that is, do you think that you're always growing? I've heard it said, and I think this is a biblical concept, if you're not growing, you're dying. Mm-hmm. So you're always, the adventure's not stopping, it's continuing.
No. Every day is a new landscape, right? And if your landscape looks the same every day, then are you making movement? That's a good question. So that's something that I definitely appreciate about him, because I know for me, I could get really stagnant really easily, just because I feel like I can get into this spot where it's like, okay, I feel like I'm achieving something, I'm actually doing something, and so why would I want to risk something to go out?
We're weaving ministry with Awakened Church, new church plant in Rio Rancho. Again, everybody said you planted it right in the middle of COVID. That was God's timing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But unexpected, I would imagine. But we're weaving in between ministry, we're weaving in relationships. Because I think people that listen to you both teaching from the pulpit or in counseling or whatever, they wonder about your relationships. And I think it's really fun. I mean, I've been at Calvary Church for 40-plus years. I've known Skip and Lenya Heitzig for a really long time. Skip always seemed like a really serious guy up in the pulpit, and, you know, he's very reverent in reference to the Word and disciplined to study and all these different things. But I didn't know he loved to go, you know, go fly over jumps on his mountain bike and yell and scream. I will tell you the very first thing that I saw about Skip. I was going to and I'm not talking bad about the denomination that I was first going to when I became a Christian, but I was attending a more serious, reverent church where they whisper in the church. So I walk into Calvary Church. This is, you know, 36, 37 years ago. And I see this really tall, skinny guy up on the stage, and he's playing, and he's playing Revolution by the Beatles. Awesome. And he's yelling at the sound guy, Dan, hey, can you turn this up and, you know, turn up the turn up this sound of the bass or whatever it was. And this is my first, I said, this is church? I got to church a little bit early. Chris, that's how I imagine you are.
I cannot play the guitar.
But you're a guy that's just having fun. You are having a good time. So I'm going to.
If you're not having fun, what's the point in doing it?
All right, I got to weave in a little relationship thing here. What would Antoinette say is an area in which you have grown and improved as a husband since you started
this
church?
That's a good question. Come on,
that's a really good question. She would say, "No, he hasn't grown at all. He needs to be better." I'm just kidding.
You're worried about where you're sleeping tonight, aren't you?
Not one bit. I got a comfy couch. I'll be good to go.
Okay.
It's funny because Matt asked her this question the other night as we were driving to pick up the kids from a dinner and all that. And one thing I always struggled with was, that's why I asked Crystal the question, how he's doing at communicating his feelings. Because I'm awful at that. What's it matter? Let's just get it done. Let's do it. It doesn't matter how I feel through it. So I would say,
you can slap him if you want to.
Oh, yeah, she can. And she will. But as a result of going through this and being pushed and pulled by other brothers in Christ and the Word challenging me, I think I have gotten much better at sharing my feelings, to the point to where her answer to Matt was, yeah, and he shares them way too much. So I think that means I've gotten better at it. Am I done growing in that area? No, there's still tons more stuff I need to open up and share with her on, you know, a daily basis and things like that. But I have gotten much better at communicating my feelings and how I feel and why I feel that way, even when I'm not sure why that is to her.
Yeah.
To the point to where she doesn't want me to do it anymore, probably.
Well, not ever, but.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to make you answer the same question, Antoinette.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we are in studio this afternoon with Chris and Antoinette Franklin and Matt and Crystal Flores. Chris and Matt are the pastors, or two of the three pastors, at Awakened Church in Rio Rancho. We want to say hello to Justin if he's listening, and we hope that you'll stay with us because lots more fun things to talk about this afternoon. We'll be right back.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. You'll get none of the hocus pocus, hokey pokey stuff the other guys try to pull. So here's the deal. We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Come see why others rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Easy learning? This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. Proverbs 14:6 says, a scoffer seeks wisdom in vain, but knowledge is easy for a man of understanding. You know, as I see it, there are two ways to learn. The first is the way of the scoffer who seeks wisdom, but it has no end or purpose for him because he lacks vision for life. The second is the one who's been seeking God, seeking his way, seeking his path. He knows that his own way is not the best, that his own reactions are often filled with pride and sometimes humility. He knows that he has a Father in heaven who brings knowledge to him by his precious Holy Spirit, and he's learned that this knowledge is some of the easiest knowledge he can have. He seeks God and gets vision for life. How is your learning? Is it hard? Is it easy?
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio at visionforlife.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
One of these days, we're going to have to let everybody know what goes on off the air because we talk about really cool stuff. Before that, though, I want to talk about Indigo Mortgage. Be sure and give them a call for a quote when you are shopping for a mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. So while we're off air during the commercial break, Matt says to Chris.
What did I say?
You said, oh. Hey, people really just want to have people that are ministering to them that are real and honest.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah,
I made a comment.
The Rochelle comment.
You know, and I made a comment that, you know, there are pastors that fall and there are some and not many that take responsibility. Like, for example, the pastor that is now going through a restoration process that started the Hillsong movement. He seems to be very repentant. He's been public about his sin. And I made the statement that I think a lot of people are going to be healed because of that. Antoinette, do you worry about that kind of stuff with a man who's in a leadership position in the church?
Well, you know, I fully believe that God brings us through whatever for his glory. And I think that sometimes when we're going through storms, you might never see why God, the storm, until we're in heaven and it's revealed then. But also, sometimes when we're in the storm and he reveals it to us, then for other people, it may not be something that you can't see the light in it or why you're going through it, but God says, I do, and I can use it to help other people. So, you know, it just shows how beautiful he works and how he works all things for us.
Yes, absolutely. Matt, what do you appreciate about Crystal that you should tell her more often?
Ooh, that was like a slow pitch. Are you ready? You prepared to swing that? Come
yeah.
On. He's pitching it.
One of the things my wife has always been, one of the things, Crystal, you, I'm looking at your face, have always been really good at is being very clear and to the point. Whereas me, I live in the clouds somewhere. She kind of lives on like, this is the details of why the clouds are the way that they are and what they're about to do. So I think that's what I've always appreciated about you is that you're willing, grab my feet and bring me back down and say, what's the reality of what we need to do and what has to be done? Have you considered these things? And it really just shows like a beautiful partnership. I think of, like Priscilla and Aquila in the gospels when they're sharing and they're working together using their marriage as a tool. And I just see her that way. Like, man, when I am not ready to swing the bat, Crystal jumps in and she's like, I got this. I got the bat, the game, the glove, the Gatorade, the orange slices, all of it's ready to go. And it really just complements my leadership really well. And then at times I get to jump in and, you know, hold her up while she does her thing. So,
Crystal, what should you tell him more often?
You know, that's funny that he just said that because I would say that his leadership, he is not like me at all. And I appreciate that. So much that he is the dreamer. Again, he is the visionary, and I am not in that respect. I am the one that gets the practicality done. And so I need him definitely in my life to keep things fun and exciting and new.
Hey, let's shift off of yourselves and focus back on Awakened Church and focus on the community in which you're ministering.
Yeah.
Chris, what's going on in Rio Rancho? What are some needs of the community and things that you guys have been able to pick up on and help with?
Rio Rancho has always been, I've been working, trying to figure out needs in communities for a while from my past job and all that. And Rio Rancho has always been this hard to crack egg because they're so close to Albuquerque, but yet so far. So let's say homelessness and feeding and things like that. It's hard to find places that do that really well in Rio Rancho. I was just talking to some police officers. I was like, where's the shelter here? Where's this here? And they looked at me and they go, well, looks like maybe you should start one because there's not there. I think a lot of things in Rio Rancho get pushed into Albuquerque. Not to say that there's not bad things happening in Rio Rancho, because again, these police officers were telling us the things that they were dealing with and how they'll never get news coverage, which is good because it casts this great light on your city that, hey, things are together. Well, in the same sense, it's bad because those resources that people desperately need are usually funneled and focused into Albuquerque. So I think the need in Rio Rancho is the same as everywhere. There's kids that are in homes that are unsafe. There's kids that are going to bed hungry at night. There's husbands and wives that aren't sure where their next meal or paycheck is coming from, or even where they're gonna sleep that night. You know, there's people living in their cars out on the mesa. There's any and every need that you can imagine in Rio Rancho. You just have to peel back some of the facade to get down to it. So I think what's really exciting about starting this church in Rio Rancho is getting into that. And the way we're doing that is to just become known in the community as a church that we're just there to love you. That's it. We're not trying to get anything out of you. We're not trying to like bait and switch you with anything. We just want to love you. And as a result of us loving you, will you be vulnerable with us? Will you tell us what your need is? Will you tell us how we can come alongside you and help you in that? And I think we're making some headway on that. We just got to have an amazing event for, you know, Rio Rancho PD, where we gave them some snacks and we tried to wash their cars, and we are not good car washers.
Attempted to wash their cars.
We very much attempted it. We exchanged the dirt for soap streaks on Rio Rancho PD cars. But we got to have some really great conversations with them. And they now know that the people that are meeting in the Mac on Sunday are people that just love them. So the hope is, the prayer is, that when they see a need, because they're going to see needs, that they can share those with us and we can find a way to come alongside them and help it. So
both of you pastors, Matt and Chris, need to know this. Our radio station's on the campus of Calvary Church. You know that obviously because you're sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a resource for you, ABQ Connect, as a radio station. But I want you to know that the church and the body of Christ here is also a resource to you. You've already done some feeding people in Albuquerque with Calvary Church. And
good old Matt Moffitt.
And Matt Moffitt, our community liaison and one of our pastors, is just an amazing guy. And if you let us know needs that you might not be able to meet, not only will Calvary respond, but a lot of other churches in Albuquerque, and this is the microphone that you need to communicate to them that there's this need and you need some help.
Yeah.
We're the body of Christ. That's a commitment that I know our body will make, is to support, you know, any way we can what's going on in Rio Rancho and
yep.
your efforts and ministering to people. And I know that's your heart. I know that really, really is your heart.
And a lot of that is, it's the unity of the church that is, it's the template for getting the gospel out to the lost and dying, is the church being unified in its effort to love people.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, I know we have the Feed New Mexico Kids box sitting at the Mac, you know, hopefully to get some food to kids in Rio Rancho that need it. And that's an amazing program that you guys got going on. And the last thing that I want to do, mainly because when you're doing this, like, bivocational time is precious and you really start to realize it. But why reinvent the wheel?
Yeah. Well, I need to have Holly Slade with Feed New Mexico Kids come speak with you. Well, Holly's a local realtor, Dave Slade and Associates. She started Feed New Mexico Kids because she found out that the public school systems, which include Rio Rancho Public Schools, and there's APS and other school districts around, they are doing a pretty good job of providing at least two meals a day to a lot of students, even during COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to compliment them on that. But there is no food source for the weekends. So maybe a snack pack is not the best thing, but it'll sustain you. It'll be a belly filler.
Nothing. It is.
And it also, I shouldn't say that it's not a bad thing. I mean, I talk, like I had KP Yohannan. He is the founder of Gospel for Asia. And he's talking about, you know, we have a different attitude. The people in South Asia are struggling. They have to walk 3 miles to get a bucket of water every day. And usually that's the women. They're taking this big bucket of water, walking 3 miles one direction, walking back the other 3 miles back to the village and doing it again because that one little bit of water is not going to last that long. So we sometimes, you know, are not as clearly thankful as we should be. But there's so many people with needs. And my whole point to this was just to say we are, as a body, going to support what you guys are doing up there. So I hope you'll take that to heart. I want to ask Antoinette now. Antoinette, you are a mom and you've got a husband that's pastoring a church. I want to know what is your ministry? Is it being the mom or do you have to do things at the church or do you have to do all of it?
Yeah, it's a...
Yeah, that's right.
All the things. Okay. Yeah, so my first ministry, obviously, is to be a good daughter. And my second ministry is to be a good wife. And then my third ministry is to be a good mom. And I try to do my best with the blessing that I have been given. So I don't know. I just try to... let people know where Jesus met me and how he's changed my life. And, And so being able to come alongside my husband and our friends as we start this church and this journey. And, it's just such a beautiful experience and an honor and a privilege to get to do it and to, share God's love with, the world essentially, or Rio Rancho in Albuquerque.
Amen. Crystal, I want to qualify my question to you before I ask it by just telling you a little bit about my personal character flaws. I never felt called to pastor because sometimes I'd rather choke Christians than love on them because I can't get
them to... That'll preach.
I can't get them to use their brains. The whole thing that I'm on this show to do is to say, look, here's all these resources. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll give you an example. We have this really cool resource with Trinity Southwest University and their Museum of Archaeology. Nobody even knows that's here. It's just 2 blocks away from us over on Jefferson.
It's in the little garage right down the street.
You can literally walk in there. And you can take these biblical artifacts like weapons and lamps and all these kind of things. You can hold them in your hands. Nobody knows that's here. So I tell people all the time about this. I talk about things like evolution. You know, all of our kids are bombarded as we were when we were, well, I'm way older than you guys. So it's really been happening a long time because it was happening when I was in elementary school. And I know it was happening with you where people are talking about the so-called science of evolution. There's no science to evolution. It's the most ridiculous facade I have ever seen in my life. The real science points to our creator.
Yeah, intelligent design for sure.
Absolutely. And so, okay, with all that in mind, what have you learned as a spouse of a pastor since he's been doing this?
Oh, I had a friend recently share this with me because I want to be a fixer. That is one of my character flaws. I want to, if I see a problem, I want to immediately sweep in. And if I know how it's worked before or how it's worked for me, I want to make sure that they have every single piece of information that they would need. And I am a public school teacher by trade. And so I think that's probably where that comes from. And so becoming a pastor's wife, I have to, and I had a friend recently tell me, I have to remember that at the end of the day, it's their walk and it's not my walk. I can be a good influence and I can offer the help that I think that they would need or what God has laid on my heart. But at the end of the day, it's their relationship. And so I will be there in the good times. I'll be there in the bad times and I will show consistency inside of me being reliable. But at the end of the day, I can't take those things on myself, if that makes sense.
Mm, I love that answer. Chris and Antoinette Franklin and Matt and Crystal Flores are in studio with me this afternoon. We're talking about their own marriage relationships. We're talking about Chris and Matt as senior pastors of Awakened Church. We're missing Justin again. Shout out to Justin. I know
what up, Justin?
And Deneen doing the mom life.
And Deneen. Now, would Deneen be as nice as these two wives are, Matt?
I don't know. I think Deneen likes to tell it straight.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that may, see, that's good radio.
So you need Deneen and Justin on the next one and just let them rip and
hey,
see
this
what happens.
I'm not really trying to be an antagonist like those old beer commercials, you know, less filling tastes great. I'm not trying to really create division. I'm trying to just
I think
get
you
people.
Should.
I want my heart really is for just people to know you, know that you deal with as couples the same stuff they're going through.
Yeah.
Dealing with children as parents and so on and so forth. So we're going to talk more about that. I hope everybody will stay with us. We have another half an hour with the Awakened Church team from Rio Rancho. We'll be right back.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air, call Bosky and we'll be there.
Have you always wanted to finish your degree, but you could never afford it or find the time? Well, here's some great news. Calvary Chapel University is offering students and ministry leaders a $12,000 scholarship. With this unique scholarship, you have a realistic way to graduate debt-free. Calvary Chapel University is the most affordable, fully accredited Christian online university in the United States, and it's 100% online, so you can study wherever and whenever you want. Calvary Chapel University offers bachelor's and master's degrees in biblical counseling, Christian education, and several other fields. And with solid teachers like Skip Heitzig and David Guzik involved, you can be sure you're getting a quality education. This scholarship is available for a limited time, so apply now. Find out more at calvarychapeluniversity.com. That's calvarychapeluniversity.com. Apply today.
Hi, I'm Johnny, and there are things in life you wouldn't call good. Most of them are out of your control, making them seem even less good. A mischievous neighbor spreads gossip, property taxes go up, insurance does not cover the dental implant, a football injury damages your son's knees. In all these things, it's tempting to think that God is not being good. But Psalm 119:68 insists otherwise. It says, "You, Lord, are good, and what you do is good." God never stops being good and doing good. His goodness is not dependent on your limited understanding. His goodness depends on who He is. And He is utterly faithful, trustworthy, wise, and kind, even if it is hard to comprehend His goodness in the hardships that He allows. So hang your hat on Psalm 34:8 and taste and see the Lord is good. Always good, no matter what comes your way.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Matt Flores, Pastor Matt, and Pastor Chris Franklin in studio with their wives, Antoinette Franklin and Crystal Flores. Matt, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Planting a church. How long has it been?
I think we're coming up in March. It'll be 7 months.
7 months.
Right. We started.
I can't do math like that.
August 2nd.
It's yes, the whole 12 that throws into my head.
Oh, I counted before. That's why I have fingers.
Yeah. We're almost to 8 months.
Okay.
Almost eight months.
Matt, has it been what you expected?
I honestly don't know what I expected. I thought, here's the danger of it. If there's someone out there listening, is anybody with a voice, anybody with a couple dollars can launch a weekend service. Anybody can do that. but it takes a different type of person to say, I'm willing to get dirty, willing to get in people's lives. I'm willing to ask hard questions. I'm willing to have this community that's going to live. Because we tell people at Awaken all the time, like, we are not interested in a weekend something. We're interested in the six other days, mm-hmm. right? Because the six other days is where you do your life. It's easy to come sit in a chair for an hour and sing songs, raise your hands, act like you're reading the Bible, pretend like you're paying attention to the good-looking pastor up there, and then walk out. But what happens outside of that is what we're more concerned about. So that's why our heart has always been about discipleship. These guys are all in discipleship groups. We have, I think, 9 groups that have launched that have three people in there, and they just devote themselves. They do what Acts says, right? They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, breaking bread, fellowship, and prayer. And we hope to, I'm going to use the word infect everyone with that, because that's where it came down to when you see Peter and Paul and them walking in the lives of people. They said, here's Jesus. What do you want to do with him? Let's live life together. We're going to push you. So I don't know if I even answered your question, but is church planting crazy? Absolutely. It never has the same schedule. And one of my friends, Jared Bridge at Anchor Church, he said, if you think of it as if you go to an existing church, 80% of the time you are working on processes and 20% on people. He says the beauty about church planting is that you should flip that on its head, and you should be 80% people and 20% processes, programs, all the P things that don't matter, right? But the people is where it's at. So shout out to Jared and his team out there that taught me that and just reminded me of that. So
I think that's the hard part of the sustaining and not just falling into, oh, okay, well, now you just grew, and it turns into all about the weekend. Because that 80%, if it's focused on people, means it's 80% of your time is going to be tough work. Because people, they're people, and we all come with our
super
own
messy
baggage and junk and mess and stuff just all over our face because we've been through it. And just because you're a pastor is no different. We still carry all the same stuff. But in planting a church, one, it usually starts smaller, right? So you're spending more time with people and you're more intentional about that time. Well, guess what? You're going to run into their marriage issues, their parenting issues, their dating issues, their social life issues. I mean, you name it, the list goes on and on and on. And that's the exhausting work versus, mm-hmm. man, just a full-time job where you don't got to deal with people as much and you're just working on those processes, crossing T's, dotting I's, and doing all that. Man, that's simple.
Yeah.
But it's hard. And to sustain that is even harder. And that's why you need, that's why I thought it was so cool to have our wives on there. It's something to replenish you, something to pour back into you. And
yeah.
And it's a blast.
You start putting people together, it gets ugly. And you got to remind the people, you are selfish individuals who only want the best for you. But Christ calls us to be radically different. Want the best for someone else and see what happens. So, sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're good. I think that's a really cool thing about church planting, though, with some of your best friends, mm-hmm. is that we had true, authentic community before mm-hmm. any of this. And so we got to know on just a friend level how each person ticks, how they think, how they work. And we genuinely love each other. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the saying goes, speed of the leader, speed of the team. And I think that's something that I didn't expect church planting. I expected hard. I expected you sit in, you know, the pastor's living room for, you know, the next year with your dog and you preach to the dog and, you know, like you bring out
y'all
the offering bucket and you pass it around and you're like, wow, that dollar, that's awesome, you know.
And it was my dollar.
And it was my dollar. Maybe the dog's.
Yeah, he got saved.
But getting to do it with friends and getting to show the people that we get to influence, this is what authentic community looks like. Antoinette and I, we are best friends. Mm-hmm. And we get to show them the good sides of that, and we get to show them the hard sides of that. And inside of that, we get to set a pace. And I think that pace was not exactly something that I expected. It's way better than I ever expected.
I think one of the cool things, thinking back on, like, not thinking back, looking forward to thinking back, so my future self looking back, and thinking of what my kids thought of this season of life, and I've heard so many stories of, I grew up in church, and my parents would make me do this and make me do that, you know, and Then you go into your life of craziness and come back to God. My prayer is that my kids look back on this and community is what comes to their mind. They're like, man, I got to go hang out with all my friends mm-hmm. every day. Oh, what do you mean? Well, we'd be at a Bible study, or we'd be at a service project, or we'd be at church setting up or tearing down or doing church. And they were just always together, and that it's a atmosphere of community for them. And that's what I want them to take out of. What was it like when, you know, your parents planted a church? It was awesome. I got to get so many more friends and hang out with them all the time.
Yeah, and I think that God's timeline is definitely different than our timeline. Like if we were just sitting and waiting and doing church on us in our living room, you know, our timeline, we would have started focusing on processes and started focusing on all of these things. And God's like, buckle up, buttercups, because we're going now. And so mm-hmm. it's been super insane to see how fast God has been working in this whole thing and just watching it come alive. And it's just so exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time.
Yeah, because he already promises us, right? I'll be there and I'll be with you no matter where you go. So it was us just literally taking those discipleship opportunities and moments saying, what does faith look like? Faith looks like, I believe you're going to be there, so I'm gonna step out. I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk on this tree limb, on this tightrope, whatever it might be, because I trust that you're going to be there. And it's something that we joke about all the time. It's probably not a good song. I don't know the whole song, but there's a song by DJ Khaled, and I might be crucified for this, but he says, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. And so anytime we see something, we just say, cue the music, and Chris came up with that. And so we just count everything as a blessing. We count every step as a blessing, every step as an adventure. And I think that's how every church should be. Let's see what happens. Let's find out. If we land flat on our face and we bust out our teeth and we become snaggle teeth type of people, that's okay. At least
God will be with us.
At least we tried. At least we tried. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's the plane analogy right
there.
Yeah,
I have that plane analogy. That plane falling out of the sky is making me nervous here.
But it's
welcome
okay.
Welcome to our lives.
It's a blast.
So, Chris, I want to shift gears. We've talked a little bit about the ministry of the body and the community and your friends. I want to talk about your relationship a little bit spiritually. And I'm going to ask both of you this. Chris and Antoinette, what does time with the Lord look like for the two of you?
Antoinette definitely puts me to shame. She's got like 6 journals and 3 Bibles. She just dives into it and goes to town. I function best in the morning. So mornings are my time with God. Mornings are where my kids aren't up running around. We have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. So the second they wake up, it's go, 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 go till the time they go to bed. So mornings are where my brain functions best. So my quiet time in the Word is, we've got this cool little like hammock chair thingy. I don't even know how you describe it. It's like a hammock.
It's a swinging nest. Chair.
Swinging chair, I guess, is how you would describe it. I just go out there and that's where I crack my Bible open. And I'm in the process of soaping through the New Testament. So it's the acronym from the Wayne Codaro. Is that how you say his last name?
Codaro. Yeah,
Codaro. I was close. The divine mentor, and it's taking a scripture. What was your observation in it? What's the application for your life for it? And then praying. So I'm trying to soap through the whole New Testament. I'm in Mark now. I've gotten basically all of Paul's letters done. I need Mark, Luke, and John, and then Romans. That's going to be a long one. So I probably still have another like 3-4 years of soaping through the New Testament, but I go through that and then just dive into whatever else God has for the day for me.
Yeah.
And then Antoinette is not a morning person, so I will let her tell you where her time in the Word is like.
Yes, I'm definitely a morning coffee person. but yeah, I think I would preferably like to be a morning prayer time before the kids rise to spend my time with God. And I go through seasons where I'm on it and that happens. But I'll be honest, sometimes I'm on the struggle bus. I get the kids ready. They're lucky they're there on time. And then as soon as they go off to school, then that's mommy time where I can just spend my time with the Lord. Because, you know, as the day goes on, you know, that tank's going to be empty. And so if you don't spend time with Jesus in the morning and get filled, then you're running off of an empty tank. And you can definitely tell the days when I'm full of the Spirit and when I am not. So
I'm an old guy, so I'm going to share with you something. I unfortunately had a failed marriage after 27 years. So I'm going to tell you how to do it wrong.
I appreciate your vulnerability.
I cannot remember, you know, in groups, I would pray with my wife, my ex-wife. We would pray in groups together and those kind of things. But I cannot tell you one time that I remember sitting down with her at the kitchen table or in the living room and praying with her. Mm. Praying about her needs, praying about my needs, praying about anybody's needs. Mm. So I'm telling you that because I want you as, this is just my own input. You guys need to spend some time, if you're not already doing it, praying together. Mm. And it's really important, and I didn't do it, and I believe that was a contributing factor. Mm. And that was 100% my fault. You know, I really failed in that area. So, hey, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit to Matt and Crystal about what time with the Lord looks like in their marriage. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us.
Death. Not something we like to talk about, but it is something we will face someday. Why is it so hard to prepare for death?
To many, death is a question mark. Death ushers in so much uncertainty, so much terror and fear of the unknown.
This month marks 3 years since Billy Graham went home to be with Jesus. He wasn't afraid of death, and he assured you and me that we don't have to be afraid either.
The physical death is but a transition from life on earth with Christ to the eternal life in heaven with Christ, if you know him. It's like going through a door, and you leave one room, and you enter another bigger room, which is more beautiful and more wonderful. Death no longer has a dominion over me. I do not fear death.
Discover how you can have that same confidence when facing death. Stop by our website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Post-flood adaptation. This is Ken Ham, and our popular life-size Noah's Ark is located in northern Kentucky. Yesterday we learned that land-dwelling, air-breathing creatures went on the ark according to their kinds. So what happened afterward? Well, the world after the flood was very different. As the animals began to fill the earth, they encountered new habitats. And because of all the created genetic diversity God had put into each kind, they were able to adapt to these different environments. And that's why we now have different species. You see, we observe change within a kind. For example, camels and llamas look different, but they're part of the same kind. Lots of variety, but that's because God gave them tremendous genetic variety. They could thrive in an ever-changing world.
Plan your visit to the Ark Encounter and explore three decks of exhibits in a life-size Noah's Ark, beautiful grounds and zoo, virtual reality experience, and more. Go to AnswersRadio.com.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Chris and Antoinette Franklin and Matt and Crystal Flores in studio with me this afternoon. Matt and Chris are the founding pastors, or two of the founding pastors, at Awakened Church. And, of course, their better halves are with us here today. Matt, tell us what it looks like. What does time with the Lord look like with you and Crystal?
My time, I guess it starts by myself. I'm an early morning person. Crystal is not. So it makes sense why these two friends are here.
You're my BFF.
Yeah, Crystal and Antoinette, they're rounding out the night there. But for myself, I love getting up in the morning And when I wake up, my alarm goes off and I want to shoot it, but I roll over and usually, I don't know if she's probably dead asleep, but usually is where I start and I put my hand on her or I face her and just kind of watch, mysteriously watch her sleep. But I begin praying over her, like, God, would you reveal to her your heart and what you want for her? And, for the things that she needs, would you help her to have strength? Would you help her to have tough conversations? Would you help her to parent well? Would you help her to be my wife well and help me to not be an idiot around her? So that's usually where I start. And then I head downstairs. I always make myself a little coffee because I'm like, Antoinette, I need that coffee. I don't know why. I don't mind it. Chris says it's not coffee, but I'm going to beg to argue there.
No, yeah. He doesn't drink
Chris,
coffee.
Do you?
He drinks like warm sugar milk in the morning, like Antoinette. Neither
There's
of
no
them
sugar.
Drink coffee. It's warm sugar
Just milk.
Chris, do you have to have coffee in the morning?
No, I don't have to, but okay. I enjoy it.
All right.
Milk and espresso. That's where I'm at. And I go to my little desk, and then I started this project, I don't know how long ago, actually, but I'm writing out the Bible word for word, the entire thing. So I'm in the Gospel of Mark, actually. Just finished chapter 6. Where did I start? I started in Acts. So I went from Acts all the way through the end of the New Testament and then back to Matthew, and now obviously in Mark. And it's taken me quite some time because there's some days where I'm writing word for word. I can read God's word, no problem. I understand it. It makes sense to me. But when I slow down, I begin seeing little words and little phrases. And then there's some days I weep over the things that Jesus says and who he says these things to. And I start processing what they're thinking and just trying to immerse myself and be just like a fly on the wall or another character in the story where I can watch these things happen. And that's usually where my time with the word is really good. And I couldn't tell you how long I'm there, but I really do love spending that time with God's word. That's kind of my go-to thing.
Crystal?
Awesome. I read a book, I don't know, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, and it's, I can never say his last name.
Pete Scarazza, something.
Yes, something.
Nailed it.
Yep. I think he's like Italian or something. But he has a chapter in that book that talks about monks, and he goes and he studies these monks, and it's all about how they start the night before by going to bed early, and then they wake up early, and they pray for an hour, and they have these spiritual disciplines, and it's called the daily office. And that was so powerful to me about 5 years ago that that's something I adopted, and I am a night owl. And so my day technically starts the night before. And so I like to read on my phone. Then I like to read in a physical Bible, and then I journal about it. And so I usually get about 3 touches a day in the same 2 passages or so. Mm. And I function best at night because I'm a mom. And so the to-do list is done. All the clutter in my brain is gone. And that gives me the first touch. Then the next morning I read it again. And then sometime throughout the afternoon, usually with coffee, but I haven't been lately. But I usually sit down and that's when I journal. And meditation is a huge thing for me because if I don't touch it enough, then I let it slip from my mind and that gets away. And so that's my personal time. I love to do the HEAR journal. So similar to SOAP, but HEAR is HEAR, highlight, explain, apply, and respond. And that is what we teach in our discipleship groups, which goes all across Awaken as well. Mm-hmm. And that's been one of the most powerful tools for me. Again, I'm a public school teacher by trade, and so that goes into so many different forms of learning that is so important. And me knowing my learning styles, that's the best. And then I would say, like, our relationship, mine and Matt's relationship together, if I can get into bed at a reasonable hour, which is sometimes he expires before that.
Yeah, I'm out.
But we love to have prayer time together. And I think prayer with your spouse is just one of the most intimate things that you can do. And it's just so cool to hear his heart, you know, just relishing on the day. And just reflecting and seeing, you know, how did he actually process that? You know, I was in that conversation earlier, but how does he process that? And, you know, what does he find important to talk to the Lord about? And when I hear him pray, is one of the best ways that I know how to pray for him the next day. And so when I see him out the door, whether he's going to coach CrossFit or going to do something at the MAC, setting up for church or, you know, any kind of mission work, whatever it might be, I know how to cover him more in prayer because of intimate prayer before.
So everything we've talked about this afternoon takes only about 26 hours a day. So now I'm going to ask you about your kids, Chris and Antoinette. When do you have time for the kids?
Well, I'll start off with you guys can hold me accountable because I'm bad at praying with Antoinette. I'm just bad. And on the days that I do it, the next day, the next day, the next day, they're just so much better. Our marriage is so much tighter. We're so much closer together. So
I got you.
Like Matt
I'll check
said,
on you.
You can miss one day, but you can't miss two. So now, however many people are listening can all text and hold Chris Franklin accountable. Like,
yeah, his number is.
Did you? Did you pray with Antoinette today? So yeah, hold me accountable to that. My kids. What was the question about them? I have them.
Well,
I guess the question is, we've talked about all the things you're doing, and I know kids might take the most time. So where do they come in?
Today's a good day for my kids because today's Ice Cream Thursday. We get ice cream once a week.
It's a very spiritual thing for him.
7 days a week. It is a very spiritual thing. But they love it. So it's a time where we get to go.
Shout out to the ice cream place.
Any ice cream place. Any. There's this one, Ice Cream, You Scream. We all scream for ice cream over there on like Candelaria. Uh-huh. It is really cool. And I hope now that coronavirus is coming to an end, maybe, hopefully. Possibly. Like, places are opening back
up.
He has,
like,
an arcade inside his ice cream shop.
Carlisle and I-40.
So we just have to be intentional with the time. So I just set a timer on our Wi-Fi at home to where the kids only get a half hour of Wi-Fi and YouTube and all that. Because all of us, we can all become those phone zombies once we get a little breather and just all retreat to our screen and let that recharge us. So I think to answer your question, it's just intentional. We have the time in the day. It's just what are you using that time for? So we have to intentionally focus on, okay, instead of zoning out on my phone or you name it, I'm going to intentionally spend time with my kids. I'm going to intentionally spend time with my wife. I'm going to intentionally make somebody else's life better and my life better by being together.
And I think a big thing, probably the easiest answer is because we live in that community, it's whatever we're going to do, we try to always invite a family with us. And so that way your kids are being around those other kids, yeah. And it's intentional time of watching dads be dads, moms be moms, watching dads interact with other kids. And I think that's just a big thing. I would say for any parent out there, try not to categorize, oh, this is time with my kids. Like, you can make any time with kids. You're going to go to the grocery store, take them with you. You're going to go work out, take them with you. You're going to go do anything. Take them and let them be part of that life.
Long, long time ago, Matt said, these kids joined your life. You didn't join theirs, right? So bring them with you. Have fun. Oh, I'm going to have my kids with me. Great. Mm-hmm. Sounds awesome.
Bring them. It'll
be
an adventure.
I'll have mine with me too. Let's go.
And they love doing it. Like, I noticed that my daughter, my son, he will want to do anything that I want to do. So just because he wants to be with me. My daughter, not so much. She's like, no thanks. But my son, because he's 5 and she's 3, he just wants to be a part of our lives. So whatever we're doing, he just wants to come with us.
I mentioned to you, I have 5 children. They're all grown up. In fact, a couple of them are as old as you guys. So again, I hate to date myself, but that's just the truth.
You're only 35.
Yeah, I wish. I wish that math would work out that way. That'd be a miracle, Matt. What do you think?
You can
no,
do it.
But what I was going to say is when they were very little and there was an entourage of 7 people is a lot, especially when you have young kids. I would let them go out throughout the store. I'd say, okay, you go get the milk. You go get this. You go get that. And man, that made shopping that much faster.
Make it a game.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you so much. Chris and Antoinette Franklin, Matt and Crystal Flores, Awaken Church in Rio Rancho. Go check them out at awakennm.church.
Over here, it's an amazing ministry you got, Jim. Thanks.
Yeah.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.